with Martine on Lake Macquarie FM, the new 97.3, and this is the Lake Mac Live Show. And we are presenting a fantastic morning on happiness today. And I have amazingly with me the Happiness HQ. Isn't this Amanda? Amanda Lee, welcome aboard.
Thanks, Martine.
So you are, with Happiness HQ. I mean, you can't get more towards happiness than the HQ of happiness.
That's exactly amazing. Yeah, that's exactly
But you're based locally. This is so you're accessible to us locally.
Yep, absolutely. People local, but also I speak to a lot of people throughout the country and also overseas.
Isn't that amazing now with the technology that we can do this?
It's brilliant.
Isn't it brilliant? Amazing. Yeah. So you are. Do you do it on a Skype kind of situation?
Yeah, Skype
do that?
Or ordinary phone call or video link up.
Video link up. Yeah.
And then face to face. You know, nothing ever beats that.
That's right. Yeah. And do you know you can do it for free on Facebook now or Messenger?
Yep.
It's crazy, isn't
There's
it? How you can do these
us.
Things. There's nothing limiting us. Yeah. And this is really what you're all about. There's nothing limiting us.
Yeah. Well, there. Through Happiness HQ. The main thing I do is teach people how to take a new approach to living their best life and their most meaningful life. And that starts with being the best version of themselves and the happiest version of themselves.
And also authentic, because a lot of people have been doing what they've been trying to do, or they've seen celebrities do, thinking that they're somehow happy and trying to emulate that, and things aren't working. And sometimes we need a bit of a coach to, maybe from an objective point of view, point us in the right direction. And sort of say, look, what you've been doing, you've perfected it, but it actually isn't working well.
Exactly. And sometimes it takes a whole new way of looking at things. I know that's what changed things for me. And really sort of learning a whole new paradigm, really, a way of living, of bringing what's on the inside in alignment with what you really want
on the outside
and what's actually meaningful to you. And you know, a lot of people are actually too scared to even stop and think, well, what is really meaningful to me?
I think there's a lot of layers to that, isn't that, Amanda?
Definitely.
About, you know, I don't deserve this, I haven't got time for this, I'm too busy for this,
it's impossible.
It's too hard, it's all too much. So how did you get to this point? Because I assume this has been a journey for you. You didn't just roll out of bed one day and create Happiness HQ.
Absolutely. If somebody had said to me a few decades ago you'd be running Happiness HQ, I would have laughed, and probably most of the people around me would have laughed too.
Yeah.
Because my journey in the whole happiness area probably started, I think, when I was six, when I was sitting around the family dinner table, and they were doing that rhyme. Do you know that rhyme, Monday's Child is Fair of Face?
Yes.
And they got to Wednesday, so they said, Wednesday's Child is Full of Woe, and they were saying, that's you, Amanda.
I didn't even know what woe meant.
And they said, you're miserable. And I remember that being stamped in me at that point.
Yeah. And that became your identity, didn't it? Your family identity.
I grew up thinking,
well,
I'm miserable.
How powerful these things are.
Tiny little things like that. You don't have to have you know, I had a good upbringing and everything else, but I didn't have any huge trauma.
No.
But the tiniest things can get in people's psyche.
Yeah, it does. It becomes a little hook in there, doesn't it?
And so I, you know, spent probably the first 3 or 4 decades of my life struggling to be happy, and I'm not talking depressed, it's just that feeling, you're just struggling to be buoyant often sensing a bit of futility. And so
and can I interrupt you?
Sure.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
But and a bit of background on you though. I mean, while you were you know, struggling to be happy, you had ticked off all the things that we're told to do. You'd gone off to uni. You'd gone off, and you got yourself a very interesting career in forensic photography.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people would be going, "Wow, that's amazing."
Before that, I was a nurse.
Before that, you were a nurse.
You
ticked off all the boxes of what we're supposed to be doing, but yet you found yourself you weren't unhappy and depressed, but you weren't fulfilling.
It was still, like something was missing. So I was doing what you were talking about earlier, like, you know, trying to do what other people are doing, looking for happiness on the outside.
Yes.
Because that's the way we're taught.
You
get this, get the next thing, tick off the next to-do list, get the next degree. But here's the thing, you know, people, I was brought up, my mother saying, happiness comes from within, look within, and you know, yes, that's true, but the scary thing is, what happens when you look within and you don't find that natural happiness and you don't find that joy? And that was certainly me, and I think
it's a lot of people now. I think it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then what grows from that? You have people saying, well, what's wrong with me?
Yep, exactly.
What is wrong
with
me?
It's my fault. I should be happy.
Yeah, I should be happy. I've got my family. I've got a job. I've got a roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
Things are looking up. People are telling me I should be happy, but I'm not.
Yep.
So what is wrong with me?
Exactly. And, you know, when you said that, you've got everything happening, you know, that seems to be good, it almost then brings in a guilt.
Yes.
That was me. I had almost everything sort of going well. I had a happy family life and the children and everything else. And who am I to feel not happy with my career? You know, and I almost felt a guilt. I was ungrateful.
So there's a lot of things happening. Being ungrateful, feeling guilt. My goodness, we're
and
piling them on.
And that's
aren't
not
we?
The recipe
no.
for going
no,
forward.
That's not
and,
the recipe.
And creating a life that is meaningful, that you actually, you know, are making the most of your life. Not just for yourself, but for the effect that you have on others around you and the effect you have on this planet.
And a lot of people say to me, and it took me a long while as well, and maybe it was through maturity, but also talking to a lot of people, they sort of say, well, you know, being a psychologist, you know, you know all about this, or you know all about to be happy. Well, no, I'm just a person. I'm a human like everyone else, and often I need to, getting perspective by someone who's not in the circle, someone who is objective outside of that circle, just to pull you up and sort of say, well, things aren't working well, maybe you're doing this, or maybe you could be doing that.
Yeah.
And I always think that that's helpful to have someone like you as a coach or a facilitator to bounce things off.
Yeah, that is really good. Mm. One of my passions, I guess, is teaching people to be their own navigator. So they come to me to set themselves up with what I call their own meaningful alignment picture.
Wow.
Getting their life into alignment with what's actually meaningful to them
to
so
them.
They can live their best life. And then being able to navigate day by day as, you know, life throws up whatever it does at you, according to their own internal cause, their own vision. And to do that, you actually need to have a vision.
And exactly. And are people surprised by what comes out of this? Are they,
They're definitely surprised, but they also, the light in their eyes comes on when they are given that permission to open their mind up to, well, what is really meaningful to me?
You know what? You've hit it on the head, Amanda, because then it's someone else sort of saying, giving them permission to do this.
Yeah.
Because they have been, you know, taught, you're a parent now, you don't have time to be, you know, happy. Well, doing it is self-indulgent.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real problem as well.
Yeah.
So in essence, they often need an outsider to say, look, it's okay. And in fact, the roll-on effect of having a plan and a map is that everyone else around you is going to feel happier.
Yeah, lift yourself up and you lift everyone else up.
Exactly.
Around
that's the way to do it. So how do people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me through www.happinesshq.com and they can either just contact me or actually apply for a free half-hour discovery session call.
Oh, and so what happens in that?
That's
the discovery session.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. What are you doing after lunch?
help them to identify where they're not in alignment really quite quickly, sort of start stepping into this, like I've said, whole new paradigm way of looking at things, realising that we not only already have within us the power to access that joy that is within us, even if it doesn't seem like that way, but also we have so much more power to affect the external circumstances around us than we think.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of being told, oh, you know, one of the things I think is a problem is that people are told to sort of deny their desires, you know, to say, oh, why we're talking about this too hard, this, that. Or a lot of people, especially in the spiritual community, say desire is a bad thing. But it's not the desire itself that's the problem, it's the way that we approach it.
And if we approach it in the meaningful way, that's when
things really start to change in us. So in those, just getting back to your question, in those calls, that's what I help to impart to people very quickly by showing them how this process aligns with their everyday life and the challenges that they're facing, because it's no use having all this la-di-da wish list if right now you're facing something that's really challenging.
Exactly. And sometimes it does come out of a bit of a tragedy sometimes, the seeking. It can be something that happened a year ago, 10 years ago, but you get to a point where, that you think, you know, I need to propel off onto something different. And then choosing to knock on a door like yourself is a great first step to get that ball rolling as well.
Exactly. It does often take tragedy, but that's my other passion of getting across to people. Don't wait for the tragedy. Just use the stress and strain of this everyday friction of living. That's enough of a challenge to say, hey, you know what? I don't want to go on living like this. I want to do something about it now. Instead of waiting for that tragedy to come along and, you know, the negative side effects of all this stress and everything. Something now.
I'll tell you a story about a guy that I helped, and I was back in my 20s, and it was a real turning point for me. And I had this guy, he was a truck driver, lovely guy, salt of the earth, he was in his 50s, and he had a pretty bad accident, and he really hurt his back and his knee and everything, and he wouldn't be able to drive the truck again. He couldn't get in and down up into the cab, and he was pretty devastated. He'd only ever known how to drive a truck. He liked getting up at 5 in the morning, getting onto that truck and being in there for 12 hours a day and doing all of that. And I sat down with him and had a chat with him. And I said, what do you like to do on the weekends? And he said, well, I have these greyhounds, and I love these greyhounds, and I take them for walks every morning. It's helping my back and my knees as I'm recovering from the surgeries, and I love these dogs, and I love the community. You know, we have a great community, and I love chatting to everyone, and we get together. It's not just at the racetrack, but we go out for a beer afterwards and have barbecues. And he said, I love that. And I said, what about if we got you a job, like working somehow with that? And he said, I can't do that. That's something I enjoy. I can't. How could I work in something that I enjoy? And I said, look, leave it with me. I'll put my thinking cap on, put my thought cap on. And I came back to him a few days later and I said, look, I've had a chat with a local butcher, and they specialise in pet food. And I said, he'd be interested in having a chat with you about doing some, because he was a bit of a chatter, you know, this guy. Never been in retail or customer service, just been a truck driver all his life, and he was great at that. And I said to him, look, they want to talk to you about coming down and working behind the counter. And there was this silence. And he I could tell that he was quite, you know, emotional.
Wow.
This big burly bloke. And he said, Martine, that is my dream job. I would love that. I don't know if I could do it though, because I'd enjoy it too much. Anyway, I tell you what, I still get Christmas cards from that bloke 20 years on. He's still in there. It's down in Queanbeyan. He's still there. He's in the community. He's talking to his greyhound mates and the other dogs, and he's enjoying it. He can sit and stand, because that helps his back and his knee. And he said to me, Martine, I wish I had this truck accident 30 years ago.
There you go.
You know, I wish, why didn't this happen 30 years ago? I've kind of wasted 30 years of my life thinking that I had to be up at 5 in the morning, I had to, you know, get in the truck, I had to, and now look what I'm doing.
Although that's a fantastic story.
I love that, because that really was one of those stories. You know, people who stick in your mind? It was one of those for me.
You helped bring that light on again.
Well, hopefully, exactly. But it's turning on that light, and it's having someone outside, out of his friend group, out of his family group sometimes, just to say, hey.
And let go of the shoulds and shouldn'ts.
Exactly. And his family was so proud of him. They were happy because he was happy. You know, it ticked his boxes.
And what you did then, which was really clever, and you were obviously doing it just through your own intuition, you know, no sort of plan or anything, but it was helping him to tap into the breadcrumbs, which lead us to our bigger purpose. So often people sit down and start to say, now what am I supposed to do now? What's my bigger purpose? And they think career and money and everything else. But it's those little things like you said about, well, what do you really love? You know, the greyhounds and chatting to people. Those become our navigational breadcrumbs that lead us to some things that we can really can't stop and imagine with our thinking mind from the point that we're at.
We
need to go through that sort of process.
So you do some assessments with people, you chat with people, you pick up these things. As you say, sometimes it is quite intuitive, isn't it?
Well, a lot of it is. Yeah. The power of our thoughts is something that the spiritual traditions have been talking about for thousands of years, saying our thoughts are energy and they affect the world around us. But then science is proving that over and over and over again now. So I teach people how to actually tap into that power using their everyday life as their curriculum, I guess.
Now, would you take on sort of teams as well?
I haven't been sort of specialising in that, but particularly through some family friends, the teens often come to me, and it doesn't matter whether they're teens or, I've worked with a lot of very high-level, accomplished professionals who are, they are on the outside successful, but they're still having those feelings of something missing on the inside. So anything from teens right through to the established people, they all have the same reaction at the end of the day, because they're all humans wanting that one thing to tap into that real meaning and happiness. So, absolutely work with teens, because save them from going off down some of the paths that, we've done, like choosing out of fear. And I'm saying,
So it's when I chat with people such as yourselves who've read quite a few books, I would say.
I went down a self-development spiritual wormhole, and I've come out wanting to say to people, look, you don't have to take 15 years like I did.
As our listeners know, I am mum of quite a few teenagers now who are coming up, and I would like, them, as you say, not to have to go through, you have to go through some tough periods in your life to build your character. To build that character and to learn, and I don't want to wrap them up in cotton wool, but it'd be great to give them some skills to be able to deal with these, so that when things do happen, they can come out a more triumphant person with more skills and happiness at the end of it.
Well, the tools to deal with the challenges they come up, but also tools to navigate via joy and not just via the suffering, which
and fear, which is
the fear,
which is what our decisions are based on, aren't they? Where we live, how we do it, where we work, they're all sort of fear-based decisions.
Until we make that conscious decision and we're shown how to flip into the other way of living.
Look, Amanda, it's been inspirational to chat with you about this flip. Flip. If people do want to chat with you more, happinesshq.com. And you're also on Facebook
Happinesshq, or one word on Facebook.
But you do have a free sort of half an hour guide.
And also, if people want to get together and do something as a group, I can organise that and specially tailor things for that group depending on what age.
So it could be a community group out there, a sporting group. How good would that be?
A sporting group. Whatever people want to get a group of their own, people together, then I'm happy to talk to them and work something out that is actually tailor-made to them.
I love it. Now, you've nominated a song, which is, tell me about this, John Lennon, Imagine. Why have you picked this song?
I just love the energy of it, and I think it's timeless. People of all ages love it. I think because it does connect to that thing, that other part of us, that essence that we all have within us.
And I think the message is very attuned to what Happiness HQ is trying to do, is, imagine all the people, living in harmony. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Allow yourself to imagine.
But you know what? I think people are moving. I think there's a stampede towards what you're doing.
There's a groundswell, absolutely worldwide.
There is. People want to know more, want to do it, and are giving themselves permission.
They're realising there's something else there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate that, Amanda. And here is Imagine by John Lennon. Gorgeous song.